From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. This week, retired General Wesley Clark, a former NATO commander, entered the Democratic presidential field. Clark's military credentials are unique in the race, but his appeal to Democratic primary voters remains uncertain. We asked reporters in the two states that kick off the nominating process to sound out voters about the Clark candidacy, and we have two reports. The first from NPR national correspondent Linda Wertheimer, who was in New Hampshire when Wesley Clark announced his intentions.
New Hampshire voters were waiting for Clark, talking about him, interested in the possibility of a Clark candidacy. But longtime New Hampshire primary watchers warn it's tough to start late in a state where every voter likes to have a personal sit-down with every candidate. Still, interest in a four-star general is coming from places you might not expect to find it. Several women who like former Vermont Governor Howard Dean told us they were also looking at Clark, thinking a general might be the best candidate to defeat the president. Susan Bogus is a hairdresser from Milford, New Hampshire. We met her at an event for Dean. She said earlier in the day she'd watched Clark's announcement from Little Rock.
I think the Democrats tend to be perceived as weak on foreign policy, defense, and, I mean, you know, Clark's got an incredible first West Point and four-star general, Rhodes Scholar. I mean, that can't be a bad thing for the party, absolutely.
Young Democrats at the University of New Hampshire also talked eagerly about Clark jumping in, seeing him as a candidate who might be able to handle the situation in Iraq. Joe Norton is a junior. Fred Lennox is a sophomore.
He sat there and said, the Iraq war, this is the time, this is what we need to do. And not because he's pro-peace or because he's an extreme left-wing person, but because he said, these are the reasons why we don't need to go in there. Wesley Clark can sit there and say, you can't criticize my patriotism. And he could really bring a lot of votes from possible Republicans into the Democrat side.
I think a Dean Clark team would definitely win the White House in 2004.
I think a Clark Dean team would win it better.
Really now?
Yes.
Can Clark get off the ground in New Hampshire, where other candidates have already built strong organizations? He has a couple of cards up his sleeve, says Andy Smith, who runs the Survey Center at the University of New Hampshire. He has his old friends, Bill and Hillary Clinton.
He's from Arkansas. He was appointed by Clinton to the Supreme Commandership. And if he gets tacit or explicit support from one or both of those folks, I think that there will be a lot of Democrats in the state that pay attention to that. That is the one ace up the sleeve that Wesley Clark has.
In New Hampshire, the leaves are turning, it's a little cooler, and voters are beginning to get excited. In Concord, I'm Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.